Hey everybody, this is Terry Miller from Kind of a Big Deal Podcast. If you want to be a part of the show, you can hit us up on our socials for more information. We would love to have you join and we would love to hear from you. So please go to our socials at Kind of a Big Deal Podcast on Facebook and at KOABD Pod on Twitter and Instagram, and also hit us up on our snaps. Doug's snap is Ezariah_D76. All lowercase. And you can hit me up on my snap, which is spindy27, and that is spindi27. So until next time, we bid you a farewell and we say stay true, stay weird, and always be a big deal. It is recording now. So, I moved my mic. I don't know how I like this yet, but I feel like...
I don't know. It looks better over there.
I feel like it helps me a little bit with, like, moving between the board and the computer.
Yeah, because it's in between the both of them. Anytime you put something between two things, it gets moved around better.
Okay, thank you, Doug. I was really curious about that. You know, yeah. I was really wondering, like, exactly how that all worked out.
You should know by now.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious if you're actually recording or not, because like it's not picking up a lot on you.
I don't know. I'm talking right now and I don't see it. I probably hasn't been picking me up at all.
Oh yeah, it's definitely picking you up. Okay. So we got it. All right.
Awesome.
I just had to turn you up a little bit higher. I don't know why, but whatever. So, oh God. So let me fill you in on this tea.
Yeah, I want some tea.
So, you're a fan of Harry Potter just as I.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Am I going to get mad?
Somebody put up a trailer. Okay.
All right.
This is supposedly a trailer for the Cursed Child movie.
Oh, they're coming out with a Cursed Child movie? Because all they have is a screenplay
Not
type
thing. Not yet.
They don't even have a book yet, do they?
They don't have a book.
They have that screenplay crap.
Well, it. J.K. Rowling did this. She wrote Harry Potter and the Cursed Child for Broadway. My thing is, and literally if you can go to New York, I've been to New York, and if you go down, I can't remember the lane's name or the
avenue's
name, but you can actually see the building where they recorded and has like the Cursed Child with the wings and the nest and stuff outside. It's really cool looking. If you haven't been to New York, you have to go see it. I mean, and if you're a Harry Potter fan. If you're not a Harry Potter fan, then you won't really like it. I had pictures. I could put it on Facebook, but it's not the same. Anywho, so somebody put this trailer up, and I was like, okay, I'm going to watch it. Like, this is dope, okay? You know, it's coming out in 2022, whatever. And hold on 1 second. We'll be right back. So we're back. Sorry, we had to close the door so that it took down some of the noise level. So I watched the trailer and I'm like, you know, stoked for it. And in the first couple seconds, I was so disappointed. Anybody who is a Harry Potter fan and has
guilty
and has watched every single movie, and I'm not saying just the Harry Potter movies, this is including the Fantastic Beasts movies, you will instantly know that this trailer is a crock of bullshit. My heart was broken. However, for everybody who is Harry Potter fans, and since I'm on the Harry Potter rant of discussion right now, I have some tidbit of information. Daniel Radcliffe has said that he and the rest of the cast, he feels, is ready for a movie where they revisit the world of Harry Potter. Daniel Richman, which is a reliable scooper of all things Harry Potter, has said... or has claimed that the original main cast from the Harry Potter movies have been in talks to return for a new project. considering Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint are now in their 30s, they're getting even closer to the age of their characters in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Now, that does not mean that that is what they are returning to do. There has also been talks of a prequel film, which is a part of the currently filming Fantastic Beasts movies, where you see Harry Potter and the kids in a young state, like a younger state. I don't know how they would film that, but being so old.
Well, a lot of those involve Dumbledore as a child.
Yes, but there's like scenes and like snippets and stuff of like piecing things together. So now they're not going to be doing that, like the Fantastic Beasts stuff, because it did happen so much farther, but like that. So like a prequel type thing like that. I don't see how that could be possible because they are in their 30s now. They are a lot older.
But you can make people age a lot better than you can lessen their age, you know?
I can, yes, and they could, but...
They did a great job on Estelle Getty when she played, you know, Mama Petrillo off the Golden Girls.
Okay, yeah. You know. And I can see that, but... I think they would actually try to do something along the lines of Cursed Child, but I don't think Rowling will allow them to do Cursed Child. Just for the simple fact is that she has said multiple times that if she does return to the Harry Potter realm of things, that it would be different than the original movies. So I can see where they show up in a movie, an adaptation of a movie, because they have in talks before, they've talked about the whole Voldemort movie where Voldemort comes back again, and I could see that happening, but not in its entirety of doing The Cursed Child. So anyways, that is my rant. I think that Harry Potter was a beautiful masterpiece, and we do not need any recreations to disturb it. I love the Fantastic Beasts movies. I love how they brought us back to the Harry Potter world, but they did it in a different way. So if you do bring back the original cast, I would prefer it be done slightly differently than the original movies. And I think that they should not play with The Cursed Child. The Cursed Child was very nicely done. To take that from that realm and bring it into the movie realm, I feel like you would miss things or they would add things and it would just mess it up, in my personal opinion. What's your opinion?
I think if they're going to do anything at all, what they should do is take the children that Ron and Harry and Hermione and Ron's sister Ginny had and have it to where they come back to school. And there's this huge war between people of magic and people that are non-magical. And they have, like, they figure out a way for us to live together harmoniously instead of living in hiding, you know? Or have some type of other event. You also need to have it in there, like, cleaning up things that Hermione always wanted to do. Like, I would like to see that Hermione went on to free house elves, you know?
I mean...
things like that. Just carry that through to the future and have them doing those things that they were always good about, but then have their kids facing some type of struggle too. It's not the same as theirs. Like some evil wizard.
I mean, I don't really feel it.
You know?
I mean, they've outplayed the story.
But it would be about acceptance and people coming together and accepting each other. And that's what today's world's about.
And I understand that to a certain point, but also if you really look at the Cursed Child story, that was really what the Cursed Child story really evolved around.
I didn't read it.
Not so much the parents, but like, so in a nutshell, Harry's son tends to be different than Harry. So Harry has to like battle with that. But also at the same time, like
his, yeah, what if his son was evil?
Well, his son has more of like a Malfoy type character. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the way that she wrote that, the way that she formed Harry's son to be the character that he was, that was very much on like accepting people for who they are.
It would be funny if they made it to where Harry's son was a werewolf and he got really pissed off and he said, "The only reason I'm a werewolf is because I'm a Harry's son."
Wow. Every time I try to be serious. But you know what that means? That means it's time for some music. Oh, God. You know, we always have to point out the fact that Doug always coughs like at the end of that. And I'm never sure if I should like start recording again because I don't want him to be like coughing because I know he's a little self-conscious about it because of the noise and stuff. And
I don't care if you don't care.
Oh, I don't care.
I mean, we could like even have the listeners give number ratings to which, you know, cough was the best.
We are not going to do that.
Which weed cough was the best?
Okay. That is interesting. So, first of all, as we kick off this show, I am Terry Miller, and this is Kind of a Big Deal podcast, and I am joined with my co-host,
Douglas Parks.
And this week, we are just going to be shooting this shit with you and releasing this one as a bonus episode.
By ourselves.
Now, on our normal Tuesday episode. Thank you for interrupting me while I was doing my spiel. On our normal Tuesday episode, we will be having on a guest, Mr. Jake Manahan, to talk about some drama and spill some tea.
Yeah. Because the original recording we did got lost, which is nobody's fault.
It just yes, it did.
But yeah, he's going to re-record with us.
But that was a really good episode. So I really hope that the magic comes back with the other episode. I really do. So we are working on our sound issues as we speak. We are trying to do everything we can to get the new area for the podcast up and up to par, so you're not hearing these weird background noises.
Yeah.
So just bear with us, and I hope you all are enjoying the show. Furthermore,
that wasn't that bad.
Tuesday, we released we re-released an episode that was for Thanksgiving. So let's kick off this episode to just talk a little bit about our Thanksgivings. How was your Thanksgiving, Doug?
I'm glad the 69th episode didn't get messed up.
That would just be a crying shame.
Yeah, because then we couldn't redo it because it would never be 69 again.
Oh, my God.
It wouldn't. Like, never again.
The thought.
My Thanksgiving was good. I spent Thanksgiving with some very good friends of mine and chilled out and played Cards Against Humanity and did white people things.
Okay, that was very racist. Did you have to point out it was white people things?
Yeah, you know, white people parties are kind of boring.
You know? Okay, I've been to a couple of them. Yeah. They're not that boring. I mean,
we've got good bonfires, but the food's not that great.
I mean, let's just make this correction here. The party was not boring because I was there. Okay.
Well, that was, I wasn't at that party. We did two different things.
We did.
You know, I don't want to be at your family's house on Thanksgiving. If I'm going to meet them, it has to be like,
well, yeah, you know,
we talked about that before too.
I get that.
You know, plus like I didn't have nowhere to go and I was going to just stay home and chill by myself. And Nicole's like, please don't do that. You know, I have to come over. And she invited you too, but I kind of figured you wouldn't go or you already had plans with your somebody. I wasn't sure.
I am so weird around the holidays and nobody understands.
No, I'm weird too. I have my weird things. That's why I didn't want you to meet her the first time you met her would be Thanksgiving. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's not even.
Because that's how I am.
That's not even like my thing. Like my thing is like. And I think it was because when I was younger, like we were raised to be so family oriented. If I don't see my family, like I feel bad about it. Like last year, I literally was like, look, I'm taking a mental health day this Thanksgiving and I am taking a goddamn bath and I'm going to drink myself into obliterin. I didn't drink myself into obliterin, but I did take a bath and it was so relaxing. And I didn't have a TV then, so I dropped my phone in the tub like 3 or 4 times. And it turned out to be a great Thanksgiving. But this year, I just kind of wanted to go see my family.
That's cool.
I mean,
I didn't.
It wasn't all harmonious, so because your boy did have a moment when he walked into his parents' house. There was a lot of things going on in my head. There's a lot wrapped up around the holidays for me. This is the first holiday since, you know, my mom lost her father and us kids lost our grandfather. And I kind of just felt out of sync. Like, usually the holidays was, if he wasn't there, like, he was at another relative's house. We ended up going to see them. And, like, so, like, it was kind of out of balance. And so I kind of showed up and I walked into the house and I literally just stopped and like felt like I was standing in a pressure cooker. Like, and I didn't want to react negatively, but I just couldn't focus on the fact is that like everything was okay. There had been a little bit of tension in the family before. And so like that had also been a part of it. So like I literally just turned around and walked out. Like, it just is how it fell. I ended up going to Royal Farms and getting some Trulies and then went back to my parents' house and everything was fine. Nobody was upset with me. They could understand, like, because everybody was having their own moments this holiday season. But I think that the point why I bring it up is because you don't know when people are going through things. And the holidays is probably one of the toughest years for most people. I mean, last year it was COVID, you know, nobody really got to see their family. And now this year, everybody's going to see their family. Everything is different. Everything has changed. It's been a whole entire year. So, I mean, just be nice to people around this time. Be kind, be loving, and don't be all fucking grinchy. I mean, I was kind of grinchy at work because I really cannot stand a lot of Christmas music. And everybody hates me for saying that. But have you ever actually listened to a lot of the Christmas songs? They're depressing.
I don't know. I have a bunch of Christmas songs in my thing, but it's all Carrie Underwood singing like classic Christmas songs. Not some of the dumbass new stuff.
Like, yeah, I mean, Little Drummer Boy is a good song. Rumpa bum bum.
Yeah.
Rumpa bum bum.
Oh, Holy Night. Things like that. I'm not into the 12 Days of Christmas nor that.
Well,
crap.
Even.
The 12th Day of Christmas. Shut up. The song should have ended years ago.
I do like 12 Days of Christmas.
Ugh.
But I really just like putting my own words in it. Like, on the 12th day of Christmas, my love gave to me 12 dildos roughly.
Well, let's change it. And have, for the Christmas edition of the podcast, we'll sing the song we come up with. You like that idea?
Fucking fantastic. Yeah. We are going to do this.
We got to rewrite it. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
So, hold on. Doug.
A dildo in my dairy.
Kind of a big deal.
So on the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Rewriting the
double penetration.
The 12 days of Christmas.
You have a three-way. 4 minute fisting.
Okay.
Five drag queens dragging.
Okay, so dead stop. Body. Stop coming up with ideas. It has to be raw and original when we write it. This is going to be so much fun. Like, this is this year's Christmas episode is going to be an extravaganza.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
I am so excited. Oh, also, good news. Benny and I will have another episode coming up soon. And if you're here, you'll be joining us as well. What are you doing? You sound like the cat right now.
I smell.
What?
I smell pointless conversation.
Stop.
I'm just joking.
Stop. But anyways, so moving along. What else was I talking about? But yes, so Christmas songs. We're going to rewrite the 12 Days of Christmas. You heard it here first.
Yes. Yeah. Rocking around the podcast room on his crispy holiday.
And we are, you know, we should just do a whole entire album of like kind of a big deal podcast Christmas songs. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. So what are we going to do? We got to do something with Dolly Parton and her hard candy Christmas.
Oh, that would be fun.
It's a hard candy Christmas.
Well, we'll figure it out. Anywho, so, I just got choked up a little bit. It must have been the Dolly Parton reference. I love her and all of her titties.
And we're going to have to decorate in here and put out spearmint candy canes and,
you know.
I'll put a tree up here.
I am slightly offended.
I'll put a tree up here.
I made a funny and you didn't laugh.
I did laugh. What'd you say?
You know, if somebody could see me while I'm recording this, like I look so weird, like dancing.
What'd you say it was funny? I was busy running my mouth to hear you.
Oh, I said, I got all choked up. It must have been the Dolly Parton reference in all of her titties.
Okay, yeah, that was funny. I shook my headphones off.
But, that would be really fun for the Christmas episode. I'm kind of excited now.
So, did you have any good food on Thanksgiving?
I did. My mom decided, okay, because, you know.
Yeah, she had her last minute thing she invited me to, but it was like the day before. All right, Artie. Because I was originally supposed to work.
Oh, that was Amanda mom. I'm talking about Mary mom.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But, originally I was supposed to work, and my old lady passed. So.
Yeah. So, Mary mom made this macaroni and cheese recipe that she got from TikTok. Now, let me just point something out. My Mary mom is in her 40s, okay? She's the young age of 41, I think. If I'm wrong,
she'll... So I guess 45's old.
If I'm wrong and she hears this, she's going to be very mad. But
we'll just say she's 24 because that's what she looks like anyway.
She does not look 24. Sorry, mom. I love you, but you don't look 24. I mean, I will give you.
Terry's going to be grounded to his room tonight.
I'll give you in your late 30s, but not 24. So she is actually the one that introduced most of her kids that are adults now to TikTok. It is so weird. She told me to download it. She was the one that told Liz to download it, which is not one of her children, but it's Amanda Mom's kid. But and then she told Carrie to download it. So, like,
it's good stuff.
Now, I do have to say the macaroni and cheese was actually good. It was pretty fucking spectacular.
Yeah, the macaroni and cheese I had was spectacular too. Especially since I wasn't supposed to be eating it.
Why?
Because of all the dairy.
Oh.
Like, I try to, like, other than pizza, I don't eat much dairy. And I went back on my plant-based diet, so after Thanksgiving, I went back on that.
Why wouldn't you just wait until after Christmas? Like,
well, I can cheat and have some meat on Christmas. I'll be fine. But oh, true. I need to get my... I can tell my sugar's off again. And okay. I need to get it under control. So I got to do plant-based to fix this situation. Because I'm not going on metformin again. That shit's fucked up.
So... I started writing again.
Yeah, I know.
And I put my first short story up on Wattpad yesterday. Actually, it was this morning. So I put it up today.
Did you hear that?
This morning. Yeah.
I stretched a burp right out of me.
So.
That's funny.
I put my first story up on Wattpad this morning and I was so excited.
It tasted weird too.
I can't wait for people to read it.
Yeah, anyways, I gotta download that app because it sounds interesting.
So, before we move on,
it's called Wattpad.
Wattpad, all one word.
W what?
Wattpad.
Is it this yellow? So, or I mean, is it the white W with the orange?
Yep. It's a white W with the orange background. So I just wanted to take a second to talk a little bit about our dear friend Craig and let him know that we are thinking of him during this time.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago now, he lost his father. And it's been rough on him, and he's learning and growing from the situation. And I just want to let him know that I love him, and I wish him the best of luck. And I think about him every single day.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you and I have talked about it, and when I talk to him, I just talk to him normal.
Yeah.
I haven't brought it up or nothing, because if he wants to talk, he knows he can. He knows he can call me if he needs to or call you, you know. So I've just been talking regularly and hoping that that'll give him some type of normalcy in all this chaos he's got going on, you know.
Yeah.
But I love him. So that's what I'm doing it for him.
He put a Facebook post up and, you know, it was about the situation and him learning and growing and doing the things that he has to do to be a better person. And the thing that stuck out to me that I wanted to share with our listeners because I thought it was a very important point was he says other people's opinions of you aren't any of your business.
No, not at all. I always say that.
And it's so hard to make that stick.
It's none of my business what anybody else says or does.
Yeah.
You know, and I say it all the time, but it's hard to keep implementing that because like, it's like every 5 minutes you've got to tell yourself that. This is none of my business because like, things just want to suck you in all the time, and it's so easy because that's what we were taught growing up, the gossiping and the backbiting and the judgment and the hatred. Like, we weren't taught love and acceptance, you know?
Yeah.
And like, we have to, like, slam on the brakes and not just swing back and forth from one way or the other. But we need to, like, start slowing this down and find a middle ground for everything.
Oh, most definitely. You know,
balance. Definitely.
And I think that... Like, I really do support him and his growth. And I know he has been dealing with a lot even before this moment, but I do see him getting better and growing. And I just kind of wanted to bring it up because he was a big part of the podcast and still is in ways and wants to still be in ways, but has been dealing with a lot. So, you know, we really do hope that he, you know, can come back to us soon and share his story and his growth with us more so as he has before. And we just, I just really wanted to, you know, let him know that I loved him and I cared about him. He's a decent friend.
Yeah.
What are you watching?
Oh, this is I went on Facebook to like the post you just put up about the 12 Days of Christmas thing, and I saw this cool looking cat. Can you see him?
Oh my god!
I saw his face. I'm like, I got to take a picture of that. So I saved it as real.
Oh, he's so cute.
A weird looking cat.
So, a little bit of news. I don't know what the actual. Oh, so Brian Michael Smith. I mean, I made a note and didn't like give.
Was that on the CMA Awards? Or is that a, isn't he a Christian singer?
No.
I'm thinking of Michael W. Smith.
I mean, the CMA Awards is where Brothers Osborne.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One member.
Kissed his boyfriend in front of him. And it wasn't like you jammed his tongue down his throat. You know? If it would have suddenly looked like he had a tail, then I could say, yeah, that was a little uncalled for, but.
Okay, so Brian Michael Smith was actually deemed the first trans man and in the Sexiest Men Alive list.
Ooh.
So that was what my notes should have said, but so for those that don't know, as Brian Michael Smith was, nobody really cares when he was born, but he's an American actor known for groundbreaking performances on television and advocacy for trans representation in media. His role as Toyn Wilkins, a transgender police officer in Ava DuVernay's Queen Sugar on OWN, launched him into a series of high-profile roles, including political strategist Pierce Williams in the Showtime's The L Word Generation Q cast. Smith became the first out black trans man in a series regular role on network television when he was cast as firefighter Paul Strickland in Fox's 911 Lone Star.
I remember seeing him in that. I just didn't know.
Other appearances include NBC's Chicago PD, HBO's Girls, and Showtime's thriller Homeland. So that's pretty cool. And congratulations to him. But so what were you saying about the Brother Osborne member?
No, I made a joke, but you didn't catch it. So we're just going to move on from that. You can listen to it when we put this up.
Oh, so you want me to listen to it and be like, shucks, why didn't I hear that? So I could have said something. So, you know, I think that TJ got a lot of shit for that.
For no reason. It didn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
It's just like with trans people that are actors and you don't even know that they are. Like, it doesn't matter who they are. They are who they are.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it should never be an issue. It never should be thought about or put a spotlight on to overcompensate. Like, just things should just be naturally what they are, and it's okay. You know, and it should be okay for two guys to kiss each other. They got an award. It's okay for straight people to do it. And it's been okay for them to do it for all these years on TV, but two guys do it, and it's like, not the Country Music Awards. Why? Because the Country Music Awards are racist, and are you trying to say that your country music isn't allowed to be all-inclusive? It's like, people that say that are the problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know, country music isn't racist music. And you're just adding a stigma to it that some people already believe by saying that shit.
And I think that, you know, everybody thinks that it's people, like, throwing it in everybody's faces and stuff like that. But I think that that's that's the thing that is trying to be changed, is that you shouldn't feel like it's being thrown in your faces. Because we should be able to live how we want to live, openly.
If anything, straight people kissing in front of us and us not being able to do it, that was throwing something in somebody's face.
Yeah.
Because you tell me it's okay for me to do something, but not you. That type of thinking is what needs to go.
Now,
you know,
I can also see where
hypocrites,
they derive these ideologies from a lot of different things. I think that when we start blowing up at somebody's art, okay, and that's the thing that I think I can talk on, is somebody's art is somebody's art. So whether you respond to it differently or you take something differently from it, that's on you. But that was that person's art. So if they say that this is what I intended, then that should be respected. And what I'm talking about is the whole Luca thing was very blown up to where they said that Luca was, I guess, gay or whatever, and he was trying to figure himself out, which the creator of it had said that that wasn't necessarily true, but he could see how that was perceived that way. So I think that because he talked on it and said it wasn't true, but we still went ahead and made it something, that was the problem. Like, why do we have to make it something in general? Not just talking about, like, our community. I'm talking about everybody in general. Like, that's an art form. So, like, we have to respect the artist. Like me, I have just put out my first story, and the character is clearly gay in it, but you don't know that the character is gay until he finds out. But if I didn't make him gay at all, but he was kind of questioning it, and then it was blown out that he was actually gay, and me, the author, the artist, was wrong, that's now coming after something that I created, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think there's a fine line between being open about something and giving your opinion about something, but then also attacking the person that's doing it, that's creating it. But as far as the open representation of gay culture and us as humans, like, I totally support that part of it. I think I just rambled like you usually do.
What if the cave writings on the walls of cavemen walls weren't really cavemen trying to tell stories? What if it was just their kids writing on the walls and their mom beat their asses for it, but they couldn't get it off because they didn't have any type of cleaner? And they just left it there.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so everybody's like, oh my God, space people visited the cavemen. And that's why there's like spaceships and stuff drawn on the wall. But what if they were just writing comic books? Could have been made up.
You know, if we had sponsors, this would be the perfect time to just cut you off and go to a commercial break.
Then do it. Come ahead, hit the
just
button.
Just saying, I don't have any sponsors.
Hit the button.
Can everybody that listens to Kind of a Big Deal podcast, everybody that is a member of the Kind fam, I need everybody to rally together. We need to be a band of warriors, and we need to help the podcast get sponsors. And
you just want to shut Doug up.
I'm trying to share how we can get sponsors, Doug. The way that you can help us do that is by sharing the podcast and getting us to 1,000
talk about it
avid listeners. So spread the word. If you like us, if you don't like us, somebody else might. And if you don't really like to listen to podcasts, but you know, people talk about ours, just spread, because we would like to be able to share sponsors with you and, you know, do more episodes and have more guests on and to be able to travel a little bit more for the podcast. So all of that is possible if we have more sponsors or more listeners so we can get sponsors.
More sponsors. You're supposed to keep talking. I was just going to be a backdrop guy. More sponsors.
Okay. Oh, man. Am I stuck in, like, some weird movie?
You are in heaven. There are people out there that would love to be spending time with me, and they don't get to because I'm with you.
Oh.
Damn podcast. Kind of a big deal. Remember that.
I am so lucky.
Where do you think this name come from?
Kind of a big deal was a group effort. Thank you.
Kind of a big deal was originally a saying that I always said. I'm kind of a big deal. And I said it as a joke to people. And we made a podcast out of it.
I mean, you came up with the name of the podcast. Well, technically, you said the name of the podcast. And I was like, that's it.
But still, like, we came together with that was going to be the name of the podcast.
I mean, probably the most interesting thing about this podcast from the beginning to end is, well, it hasn't ended yet. But from the beginning was the fact that we have moved where we have done the podcast so many times. And, you know, we actually at one point took all of our equipment to Tennessee to record an episode.
Yeah, and to Michael's house. We need to get Michael back on.
And we took it to Michael's house.
Mac, got to get back to us, man.
Back then, though, we didn't have the Rodecaster. We didn't have the mics we have now. Oh, my God. Was that treacherous? Ugh. You remember when we stayed at the Airbnb in Elizabethan?
Yeah.
And we recorded the episode there? I don't even remember what episode that was.
Wasn't that a glass table we were trying to hook the things to? It wouldn't stay on.
Where was that?
It was
That wasn't Elizabethan.
Bethany Beach.
Yes. No. Was that Bethany Beach?
I don't know. We were somewhere where the tables were round and it wouldn't stay on.
Oh, the rounded edges. Yeah. That was the kitchen table in Bethany Beach. Yeah. You're right. But where was the glass table? There was a glass table that we hooked them to, and you were like, oh my God, it's gonna break.
I don't know. There was a wooden table at when we went to Elizabethan.
Yeah,
that was wooden. I don't remember.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Do you remember when we used to do, like, we used to take it over to Kyla's house and they used to do Tackled
in the basement?
Yeah. Actually, Liz and Kyla have been talking about bringing Tackled back.
Well, they need to, like, get off of, like, local Delta gossip and, like, broaden their gossip. The gossip's fun, but it needs to be all-inclusive gossip.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as it'll grow is Delta, you know, if it was to take off, which wouldn't be bad, I guess, but you want it worldwide. You want a whole audience.
You know, I mean, you know? They started somewhere. I mean, hopefully they do bring it back.
They could do what they want. I like to listen to it either way.
I mean, I still love the cover with the little mozzarella stick on it.
Yeah.
That was a whole inside joke, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You don't remember?
That was many bowls ago.
it definitely was an inside joke. This is like, oh my God, I just realized the other day there's mozzarella and mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, I remember that.
So it literally became the cover.
And guess what, Lizzie? Show. Mars bars are made right here on Earth.
Yeah. The moments. One week when we have, like, an off week, you know what I mean, or we take some time off, maybe when we are in between seasons, you know, we always take like 2 weeks or whatever, which I really don't see that happening anymore because I feel like we're consistent, so we might as well stay consistent. But if we ever do take vacation time, so we should actually go back into our archives of all those old episodes, and I want to see if I can find them so I can upload them onto the Kind of a Big Deal, or like RSS feed.
Yeah, I've been listening to old podcasts.
Like our old episodes? Or like like the old ones, like Off the Beaten Path and Tackled?
Just our old episodes. I haven't gone back into Off the Beaten Path because there's nothing new.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, that's the thing, though, is, like, if they go into the old podcasts, like, Off the Beaten Path and Tackled, like, y'all can still listen to them. I still have them up. But the thing is that the sound quality is so fucking horrible. And, you know, when I first started podcasting, I started podcasting because I was looking for something after I got out of my marriage. And podcasting is where I settled. It's my hobby and I love doing it. The people that I've had along with me, you know, they've had fun doing it and they've had really good moments. But my biggest thing was, is I was always complaining about the sound quality. And, you know, when Doug started doing it with me, he was doing the same thing. I mean, I think that, you know, finally, once we got the Rodecaster, like, I really think that really helped a lot. I mean, I love the old podcasts. Like, I, you know, Stacy and I have talked about bringing it back. Our schedules don't align for it. But, you know, if they do end up aligning again for it, I will be very excited to bring it back, or at least bring it back like once a month with her.
What's that four on the orange spot?
Oh, Adam for Adam.
Oh, really? They changed their logo?
Yeah, it's Adam for Adam.
It looked like a four to me.
But
Adam for Adam, I guess the four and the A's all put together there, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
People message me on it all the time, and I barely ever check it.
All those apps suck. Like, when I go traveling, I turn them on just to, like, talk to local people around.
Yeah.
And it's weird, because, like, when I went camping this year, there was, like, these two guys actually carrying on, like, a conversation, didn't ever ask to meet up, just talking about, like, camping and bullshit. And, like, there was, like, 20-some guys trying to hit me up for sex and sending dick pics and all that. And I'm like, dude, I'm camping in the middle of the woods. I don't want to be around none of you people.
That's the thing.
The two people that were actually talking and having a conversation were cool as shit, you know? And they could have been catfish for all I know. I really don't care. They had a normal conversation.
Yeah.
So.
Isn't that weird that's where our head goes? Is like, oh my God, they're having a normal conversation.
That must be catfish.
I mean, they must be catfishing me because they're talking to me. But like,
that's not where my hair was going with that. But I just said, if they were catfish, I don't care. They were being nice.
That's not where your hair was going with
my head.
Oh, I thought you said your hair.
That's not where my hair was going with that.
That's not what my hair was pointing at, but okay, no, girl.
I can point it. It's getting pretty long. I should point it in a different direction every day.
So, you know the end song that I sing for the ending of the podcast? Yeah,
when are you changing that? Because your voice sounds better now.
So, like, I feel like I'm trying too hard. Huh?
You're in a different place than you were then.
Thank you. I feel like I'm trying too hard. Like, you know, when I...
Just write about where you're at when you do these songs.
When I sang it, like, it was different. Like, I don't know. So, like, you know, literally the lyrics are awesome. I like the lyrics, but it's, I don't know what I can see. I don't know what I can be. I don't know where I have gone today. All I know is now I have my friends all around. And I'm kind of a big deal. So that's what it is. But like,
it's hard to hear all the words too.
What do you mean?
Like some of the words I after listening, hearing it a couple times, I figured them out.
Yeah.
And a couple of the words I wasn't hearing when I heard you sing it first time.
But I think that, like, because, like, where, like, it, the lyrics of this, so the where I was when I wrote them was different than where I sit now. So I feel like I want to sing more, like, happy and upbeat in it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I sing it, I'm like, I don't know what I can see. I don't know what I can be. I don't know where I have gone today. All I know is now I have my friends all around. And I'm kind of a big deal. You know what I mean? So, like, I feel like it doesn't fit in with the beat of the song. I mean, I probably just sang it like twice really good, but I don't know.
Did you write the words to fit the song, or did you just write the music to fit the words?
I wrote the words to fit the song.
Yeah, that don't work that way.
But it did. Yeah. Like, I was sitting there listening to the beat, and...
No, I think it sounds fine. I don't know why. I just think you need to re-record it because your voice is getting better because you quit smoking.
Yeah, but like, I
redo it.
That's all.
So the beat was there, and I kept listening to the beat every single time that we were recording. And the one day when I was at work, actually, my job now, I was sitting in there and I was like, I don't know what I can see. I don't know what I can be. I don't know where I have gone today. And that's what I got in. And then I was like, holy fuck, that's the beat of the podcast. So when I sat down to record it with those first three lines, then all I know is now I have my friends all around. Came in, and then I was like, and I'm kind of a big deal. So, like, it kind of all flowed together, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But anyways, I'm rambling a lot. So, but yeah, so working on that. I like it, though. I like it a lot. But my voice has changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have actually said something about it. But anyway, so enough rambling. Doug, is there anything else you would like to talk about before we wrap up the show?
No.
No?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I'll run my mouth about something before the end of this is over, but I'm good right now.
All right. Well, until next time, you can follow us on Facebook by searching Kind of a Big Deal Podcast. Or at KOABD Pod. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at KOABD Pod. Follow me on Snapchat at Spindy27. So that's SPINDI27. You can follow Douglas on Snapchat at, what is it? Ezariah_D76. Yes.
Which is the year I was born, not my dick size.
Yes, the year he was born, not his dick size, as we figured out on one of these episodes. Also, until next time, stay true.
Stay predictable.
Stay weird.
And always be
a big deal.
Big, 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 big deal.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
I don't know what I can see. I don't know what I can be. I don't know where I have gone today. All I know is now I have my friends all around.